Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Man, color me thoroughly impressed. Bravo, Royals. I mean, I'll give you a standing ovation for that one. I mean, throwing so many of my words right back in my face, and I'm happy to eat the crow. Bravo, boys. I mean, how can you not be impressed with this team right now, with this organization right now? Royals take game one in Toronto and do so in convincing fashion. Listen, as someone that has watched every single pitch of all 110 games this season, you know, Royals have 55 wins and 55 losses. They're back to 500. It is appropriate to talk about the postseason. You know, tonight's win wasn't like so many of the wins that we celebrated in April and May and the few wins that we saw in the month of June. Tonight's win was a lot like the wins we've been seeing of late, where we don't have to look past the mistakes. We don't have to pretend as if No, they didn't play the most well-rounded game, but a win's a win's a win. Let's enjoy it. We don't have to look past anything. We don't have to skirt past a defensive miscue. Well, okay, Bobby makes an error, but is anybody going to sweat the Gold Glover? No. We don't have to whistle as we walk by another base-running blunder. No, because it didn't happen. What happened was the Royals went into the house of the team that owns the best record in the American League got punched in the face in the first inning. Michael Wacha gives up a first inning run for just the second time all season. But neither Wacha nor this offense are fazed whatsoever. Down 1-0, heading to the second inning, and the Royals just start throwing haymakers right back at them. They score 9 unanswered runs and just wipe the floor with the Blue Jays and set themselves up for a series victory. Right, you take the opener with Noah Cameron waiting in the wings for Saturday afternoon's game, Seth Lugo going in Sunday's matinee. No, of course, you're expecting the Royals to go into Toronto and take the series, to knock off the first place team in the American League East. Final score, Royals 9, Blue Jays 3. And again, it wasn't that close. The phone lines are open for you if you feel like talking about it on this Friday night. Honestly, even if you don't feel like talking about it, man, I've talked about this team so much this season and talked about this team in a negative light for so much this season. I can handle this one all by myself. So much good has come out of Kauffman Stadium over the past week and a half, 2 weeks. Yeah, I can handle this one tonight. But if you want to join, I'm more than happy to discuss this 9-3 victory with you on the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. I'm thoroughly impressed. I feel silly saying this because I wasn't born and raised in Kansas City. I've never obviously been a big leaguer, never came close to being a member of the Royals organization, but I find myself proud. I'm impressed. I'm proud. And I feel real corny saying this, but I mentioned it earlier today on the On Deck show, and it's just me being honest with you. I'm inspired by this team and this organization right now. Thoroughly impressed by the pitching staff. How can you not be, especially when you see Michael Wacha put together arguably his best start as a Kansas City Royal? And if you've been paying attention for the past 2 years, you know that's saying something, because Michael Wacha has been as consistent as anybody outside of Bobby Witt Jr. or Seth Lugo. Michael Wacha, for the first time as a Royal, spends 8 innings. Goes 8 innings for the first time in more than 3 years. 8 innings of one-run baseball. And again, that one run came in the first inning. Thoroughly impressed by Michael Wacha. And like I mentioned earlier today on the On Deck show, I fear that we, myself included, were starting to take him for granted. Now, you're paying the Royals are paying him handsomely, so big money guys should be, at times, taken for granted. Because they're that good, that consistent. Lugo, Wacha, Bobby, Salvi. But I do find myself taking Michael Wacha for granted. 8 innings of one-run baseball. Gives up 2 hits in the first inning. Retires the next 8. Gives up a single in the fourth. Retires the next 12. Bobby makes an error behind him in the 8th inning, and then he retires the final 2 batters that he faced. Thoroughly impressed by Michael Wacha and this pitching staff, a pitching staff that as a whole has the second-best ERA in Major League Baseball. I'm impressed by the pitching staff. I'm proud of the offense. And if I'm a member of this offense, I don't want to hear it from Vernier. Vernier's been trashing this offense all season long. He just told Cody and Gold a day ago that he doesn't believe in this offense. That he doesn't believe the offense that we saw in Miami against Cleveland. I said I didn't believe that that offense could continue down the stretch. The offense that we saw against the Atlanta Braves, against the Chicago Cubs. I didn't believe in this offense because I believed in the offense all throughout April and May and June into July, and they gave me nothing for it, so I bailed on them. For those of you that did not, and I know there are a lot of you listening right now, you feel free to throw it in my face. I deserve it. But I'm proud of these boys, whether they want to hear it or not. Very proud of... Now, sure, there are some new faces, right? So Randall Grichuk and Adam Frazier and Mike Yastrzemski. Boy, how about Yaz? A two-run blast to put the boys in front in his first at-bat in Royal Blue. Yastrzemski puts the boys up 2-1. They would never look back. But now I'm talking about India and Bobby, Vinny, Michael, and Salvi. A guy like John Rave and Kyle Isbell, I'm proud of this offense, man, for staying in there, for fighting. The way that this team and really those hitters, those guys that have been a part of what was the worst run-scoring offense in franchise history, which is no longer the case. But those guys that ignored the complaining, the whining, the booing, and continued to believe in one another, man, I'm proud of them. I'm impressed by the pitching staff. I'm proud of the offense, and I'm inspired by this team right now. I know it might sound lame to say, and this is why I try to reinforce nightly my understanding that I do not have this game figured out. But I'm inspired by this team because they're reminding me just how little I know. Inspired by this team with the way that the clubhouse believes in one another. You listen to Seth Lugo talk, explaining his decision to return to Kansas City. How much it meant to him to have his teammates like Vinny Pasquantino vouch for him in the media. How open the team was with their desire to have Seth Lugo back. They wanted to fight to keep Lugo in Kansas City. The belief that that clubhouse has in one another, the belief that the coaching staff has in its players, the belief that the front office showed in this group, a group that, again, I didn't share that belief. This offense, this group is a base running unit. Even the defense didn't give me enough reason to believe. And then with the injury to Chris Bubich, No, I don't know how you believe in this group. But J.J. Piccolo did. His front office did. And obviously John Sherman did. That's us against the world. You know, barricade the doors. We don't need anybody but us. I find it inspiring. So really, that's what I want to get into. You can dissect this game all you want. If you want to get into the X's and O's, go for it. Royals win 9-3. The phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. I want to know, what are you? Are you impressed? Are you proud? Are you inspired? Or you can take it whichever way you want. Interested in your thoughts, and we're going to start off out in Independence. Penny, you're hitting the leadoff tonight. Penny, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals get back to 500, so we can start talking postseason if you want.
Well, I am all of the things you said, impressed and inspired and everything by this team. I just think they went out there tonight and wanted to prove to us that they could do it. And I think the team is playing like they know that people have faith in them. They know their ownership has faith in them, and I think it shows with the way they're playing. But you know what, Vern? I want to give kudos to the Royals radio announcers, because for a lot of reasons, I listen to the game on the radio most nights, and those guys are so good, not just our old the guy that's been around for so long, I can't even think of his name.
Yeah, the great Denny Matthews, yep.
Yes, Denny Matthews, yes. But Jake and all of them, I don't mind at all listening on the radio, because they describe the game so well that if you know the game, you can just see it in your mind. And the other thing is, they give us so much information that you don't get on TV, because they have to describe everything, and they know if there's a bad call, what it was, and they describe it for you. And I just love listening to them. So I want to give kudos, and please let them know how much I appreciate their calling the games.
Will do. Penny, thank you very much for the phone call. Jake Eisenberg on the call tonight, along with Sean Mernon, the voice of the AA Northwest Arkansas Naturals. He's filling in for Steve Stewart, who is attending his son's funeral. So congratulations to Stu and family. Congratulations to Sean Mernon for once again finding himself in the big league booth. And yeah, Jake Eisenberg's as good as you're going to find. Yeah, baseball and on the radio. I was going to say there's nothing like it, and I do believe there's nothing like it, but if I start explaining why I think there's nothing like it, I don't know when I'll shut up, so I'm going to not climb atop that soapbox. I'm going to say thank you very much for that phone call, Penny. I will pass it along to Jake, to Sean, to Stu, and of course to their great producer, Eric Guthrie. All right, let's stay in Independence. Such a good start with Penny. Let's see what Calvin's up to. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Calvin, as the Royals win 9-3 in Toronto.
Hey, how about Yaz? You called that one, Byrne. You said that's who the Royals needed to go get. Remember?
Yeah. I've liked. I think I was on with Fesco back in May and said I would love Mike Yastrzemski. Yeah, thanks for listening and remembering, Calvin. Yeah.
I remember. I tell you. You just got to believe in these guys, you know. I've been watching these guys for many years, listening to them for many years. I'm 70 years old, and I sit out here and listen to them every night and listen to you. You know a lot about the game, you know, but they played some pretty good ball tonight. You got to give that to them.
No question.
That's all I got to say, Vern.
Well, Calvin, I appreciate the phone call. Oh, did I say that? Excuse me, I meant wedding. Oh, my God. Thank you very much, JT. I said Stu's attending his son's funeral. Oh, my God. I apologize. I'm sorry. I don't know why that happened. No, it's a wedding. That's why I said congratulations afterward. JT, thanks for listening back there at the studio. Well, I feel terrible. And I'll think about this for the rest of the night. No, Stu is away attending his son's wedding. Good Lord, Vernier. I apologize for that. Well, JT Noah, you might be the Guaranteed Foods player of the game for that catch. Yeah, I get a text from the producer. He says, did you mean to say funeral? Because you said congratulations afterward. No, I did not. I meant to say wedding. My word. Text line is open for you. I'm sure that's a mess right now going, Vern, what are you talking about, brother? Text line's always open for you, 913-586-7965. My word. Whew, thank God the Royals won, or else this would be the worst show of the season. Congratulations, though, to Mike Yastrzemski. His two-run home run that put the boys ahead in the second inning. That is, without question, today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Yeah, I remember being on with Fesco and Dusty back in... I mean, it was early May, right? Because the Royals were still winning ball games, but it was clear they were going to need some offensive help. Yeah, and I remember telling them, man, I hope the Giants are out of it at the deadline because Mike Yastrzemski was made to play in Kansas City. Happy to have him here. And, wow, what an introduction. With Michael Garcia standing on second base, you know, dancing in the head of Blue Jays starter Kevin Gausman. Mike Yastrzemski gets a 2-2 elevated splitter, and he puts a gorgeous swing on it. Takes it 390 feet over the wall in right center field. Michael comes in to score on the two-run blast. Royals go up 2-1, and they would never look back. They take this one, the opener in Toronto, by a final score of 9-3. All right, let's go to Lloyd in Iowa. Lloyd, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
How you doing, Bob? Thanks for taking my call. I've talked to you before. First of all, I want to say I'm from Iowa. I live in Kansas. I'm down in Kansas City. Been here for a while. I listened to Bob and Dusty and Cody and Gold and C-Dot every day. They make my day. And everybody down here has written off the Royals. I have not. I don't. I mean, 1-6 is going to start hitting. I've talked to you before about this. And they're starting to hit. They're good. I don't. I guess the Royals are coming, man. They're gonna make the wild card. You watch.
Yeah, I hope you're right, Lloyd. I appreciate the phone call, man. It opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. Royals sitting at an even 500. Record is 55-55. They're three games back of that final wild card spot as it stands right now. Seattle and the Rangers underway, no score in the second inning. Let's go to Phil in Shawnee. Phil, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, we got our best game of the year, no question. So you're to be forgiven for talking about yourself in the third person like you were Bo Jackson and then getting the wedding confused. That's all right. Those things happen. But I'm reminded of two great phrases by managers in baseball from the 70s and 80s. Number one is Sparky Anderson with the infamous quote, "I will never let George Brett beat me." I remember that. I still remember him saying that, and he never did. He walked him every time he could. And then the inimitable Earl Weaver, his philosophy on baseball, pitching, defense, and the three-run homer. He wrote a book with that as the title. We've got that going in spades tonight. I said I was on your show back in April when Reagans pitched 7 2/3 at Cleveland and won, I think it was like 4-2. And I said we would not see a better pitching performance the rest of the year. I think we just did. I think we just saw a pitching performance that's as good as that one. And what makes that pitching performance great is not only was he getting people out, but after the replay that took forever on the error, I guess they ended up getting wit or an error for Pasquantino being off the base. It took forever for that to get decided. He came right back, and you would think he'd be throwing fastballs to the next two hitters. He junk balled him. He didn't throw anything straight. He got the first guy out on like 8 pitches on a weak fly ball to right, and then the next guy he threw a couple of heaters, and then finally got him out on a fly ball to center. It took him some pitches, but he wasn't predictable. And so that's, and then with defense, you've got two things. You've got Witt's play in the fourth inning right after we took the lead, which was just awesome. And then something that may go unnoticed, Tolbert, with nobody out in the ninth, in a 9-1 game, dove for a ball in center field. He had no business trying to catch. But that just shows you the effort for a guy that's like the 25th or 26th guy on the team right now making that kind of effort. And then with regard to the three-run homers, it's 23 home runs since the break in 13 games. On a 162-game schedule, that goes up to 276. And they're not hitting 276, but they're on pace for that. And one other thing we need to recognize is a week ago we were talking about them hitting or playing 600 ball to make the playoffs. Right now they're 8-5 since the break. They should be 9-4. They gave that first game against the Marlins away in extra innings, I think it was. But they're 8-5. If they go 8-5 the rest of the season, that's 32-20. That gets them to 87 victories. Don't tell me they're not going to make the playoffs with 87 victories.
Yeah, solid. Good stuff as always, Phil. I appreciate the phone call. He mentioned it, 8-5 since the All-Star break, averaging 5.7 runs per game. It's been a top 10 offense in the sport, a top 10 base running group in the sports. You know all about this pitching staff. No surprise, we can appropriately talk about this team as if playoffs are once again the expectation. 9-3, the final score. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Not only are they hitting home runs, something that we barely talked about in the first half, right? My old crutch, I guess, or one of my complaints, points of the past was you can't be both. You can't be dead last in homers and dead last when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. Well, they've been hitting plenty of bombs, right? I just mentioned top 10 OPS in the sport since the All-Star break. They hit four home runs today and also since the Midsummer Classic. The Royals are batting near 330 with runners in scoring position. No surprise they're winning. Outscoring their opponents by 16 runs since the All-Star break. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. From the text line, Vern, don't beat yourself up too bad. Most weddings are funerals. Okay, all right. Sound like Jay Binkley. Let's go to Casey in Kansas City. Casey, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi, I have 3 points I want to make. Number one is pitching. Michael Wacha did so great tonight, giving up no walks. I was at Monday's game when they gave up 14 walks, and I was very disappointed, but today I was happy. The offense was really great tonight. I was at a few games at the end of May against the Cardinals, and our offense just was doing nothing and was not great at all. So that made me sad, but tonight they were great. And I also want to give credit to the radio producers. I'm visually impaired, so watching TV doesn't really work, and the radio producers just make it more easier for my brain, and so I can picture it in my brain. And thanks for all your help. I'll listen off the air.
Yeah, happy to hear from you, Casey, and I can tell you one of the men that I learned from of how to do a post-game show properly, and I don't know if he would want me saying that because I don't know if he thinks I do post-game shows properly. But one of my mentors was a gentleman that had a degenerative condition where he slowly went blind, and yet he's still holding it down. He could picture the game, and that's because of the great job that the broadcasters do on radio, and of course the producers that you so correctly point out, Casey. Nice to hear from you, and I second everything you had to say. I'm just as pleased and encouraged with the offense, an offense that tonight scores 9 runs, 10th time this season the Royals have put up 9 or more runs in a game. Believe it or not, half of those instances have come in the past month. Royals win 9-3. They get the record back to 500. We go to Steve and Merriam. Steve, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good night to you. Hey, so a shout out to Casey because baseball on radio is as Americana as it gets. So I'm very happy that he gave a shout out to baseball on the radio. You know, two things I want to comment on. One, Freddie Fermin. You know, I've watched baseball over 60 years, and I know the pieces are important, but figuring out how to get pieces to fit together is just as important. And going back to last year in the playoffs, it really tore me up that they could not figure out a way to get Freddie Fermin into the playoffs. You know, I don't think Freddie Fermin had a plate appearance in the playoffs last year, and he probably had our second best batting average next to Bobby Witt. And so I wish him all the best in San Diego, and I truly hope he gets to be an everyday player there because Freddie's a real talent. And again, I love the guy to death. Sad to see him go. But winning baseball is figuring out how to get pieces that can go together and get in there and make everything work. And as good as Freddie was, as much as I love him, you know, I hope this move – sure some things up and just brings the solidity because he's like a great piece that never quite fit the way I felt he should. And I look at this team right now and, you know, who knows what's going to happen, but I definitely like the chance that they have, if tonight was any indication of how they feel about themselves, they definitely have a lot of mojo going on because they just, you know, you see that on the field and you just get the feeling that they feel something igniting and hope the heck they keep it up and we see a little more playoff baseball.
I appreciate the phone call, Steve. Thank you very much. Freddie for me, now with San Diego Padre. Freddie did get a pretty extended look last season when Vinny went down, when Salvi would get banged up, and it seemed as if the more Freddie played, we'll see. You know what? He's going to get his opportunity in San Diego. You know, he played a lot of baseball, so maybe it's not fair to say that he was exposed last season and was wiped out in September and October. Now, you're right that he never received a plate appearance in the postseason. But Salvi's a future Hall of Famer. And you flipped Freddie Fermin into a pair of controllable, young, right-handed starting pitchers. So all's well that ends well. Actually had a chance to talk about Freddie Fermin earlier today with Royals owner and CEO John Sherman. If you missed that conversation, it's already up on the podcast page. A 20-minute convo looking back on the trade deadline, looking ahead to this offseason. Are they going to keep Salvi? Would they extend to Michael Garcia, the latest on the stadium? How aggressive will they be in free agency? And how come the Royals, in a small market, are acting unlike Cleveland, Tampa, Milwaukee, with their aggressiveness and their willingness to dish out big contracts? John Sherman answers all those questions. Find the entire interview on the All Things Vern channel on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search All Things Vern. Thanks for the phone call, Steve. Let's go to Scott in Parkville. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals take the opener in Toronto. 9-3 the final score. And as you may or may not know, Scott, it wasn't that close.
Joshua, the great Al Bundy had a good joke about three weddings and a funeral being the same thing, too. I got a couple quick things. First of all, I would like just a hand clap for J.J. Piccolo. That guy has got control of this franchise, and he's doing his thing, and I like what I'm seeing. Another thing, I'm a big India guy, so let's watch out for Jonathan India rest of the season. Thirdly and lastly, you're a quality listen every night, whether you're in the mood to hate or not, and boys are starting to play some ball.
No doubt, and that's what I want to start seeing. I want to hear that. I want to see it. It was so clear they were having fun last season. They were bouncing around, smiling, laughing, joking. It's a touch bit more serious this season, and for good reason. When you set the standard the way that they did a season ago, they're trying to improve on it, and obviously haven't done that as they're just getting back to .500 right now. But yeah, I would like to see Bobby create a few more slogans as he piles into the victorious dugout after a game. It's just been a while since Bobby's looked like or sounded like he's having a lot of fun out there. Royals have won 3 in a row, 8 of 11. Maybe he's having plenty of fun. Bobby, tonight, 1-for-3, including a 3-run home run in the third inning that turns out to be the game-winning blast. Bobby's now batting .310 this season away from Kauffman Stadium, and he's one of only 6 big leaguers to already reach 55 extra base hits. Phone lines are open for you. The Peterson & Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. We'll take a quick time out. Get back to your phone calls right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Yastrzemski hits it high in the air, deep to right field. Lurks his back toward the track, at the fence, looks up, it's gone! Into the Royals bullpen! Welcome to the Royals, Mike Yastrzemski! His first at-bat in a Royals uniform puts his new team in front! It's 2-1 in the top of the second inning.
That's all they would need. Royals go on to win 9-3. They take the opener in Toronto and set themselves up for a series victory against the team that owns the best record in the American League. The offense, obviously big, scoring 9 runs, and yet I see Andy in Midtown on the text line saying Michael Wacha's got to be the Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Another vote here on the text line from the 417. Fern, I've been critical of the team like many, but other than Michael Wacha, J.J. Piccolo might deserve the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game Award. Yeah, plenty of heroes when you win in this convincing of a fashion. I mean, Bobby Witt Jr. hits a 3-run home run. Mike Yastrzemski, as you just heard. Jake Eisenberg on the call. Yastrzemski's 2-run shot in his first plate appearance as a member of the Royals. He probably has no idea about Guaranteed Foods. I should probably bless him with that award. But no. How can you go anywhere else but Michael Wacha? 8 innings of 1-run baseball on 3 hits. He doesn't walk a batter and he punches out 5. Michael Wacha is tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Player of the Game, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for 2 from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It features shrimp cocktail, a gourmet filet mignon, twice-baked potatoes with cheddar cheese, asparagus spears, and that delicious gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. It'll all be delivered to the Wacha's home from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to our Player of the Game, Michael Wacha, who in 3 starts since the All-Star break has an ERA of 1.4. 11 strikeouts to just 2 walks. We'll head inside that victorious clubhouse coming up in a moment, but first let's go to Jerry in Odessa. You're on 96.5 The Fan, Jerry. Go ahead.
Vern, I just want to say, you know, in my opinion, obviously it's good watching the boys play good baseball, but I like the vibes around the team right now. You know, I think you would agree with this. Too often this year, it's felt like, you know, a funeral or, you know, somebody lost a dog in that clubhouse. And I'll tell you this as well, Vern. I already got permission from the wife. If Michael Walker keeps pitching like that, he can take her on one date a month. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I know Michael Walker's happily married. I think he just had his second or third kid. But you never know. 22 starts, a team leading 22 starts this season for Walker. Tonight he turns in his 10th quality start. Royals have the fifth most quality starts in Major League Baseball, and that starting rotation has the second lowest ERA in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Kathy out in Los Angeles. Kathy, who, if you are unfamiliar, is our resident Royals Padres fan. So you get a cheer on Freddie Fermin for us and Ryan O'Hearn. Kathy, I think I'm a Padres fan too now.
Well, welcome, Vern, because, you know, Padres fans welcome everybody, so welcome to the club.
Well, Freddie's one of my probably five favorite Royals I've ever been around, so treat him right.
I hope so, and I really hope that they don't turn on him like they did Hosmer, because I'm still mad at a bunch of Padres fans about that.
Well, they ain't paying him enough. I can understand why they turned on Hosmer. I don't agree with it, but yeah. They ain't going to pay Freddie enough to where people will turn on him. I would like to think so, at least.
I hope so. Anyway, what a performance tonight. My cats are mad at me right now because I stayed late at work to watch the game, so I just got home from work because I was sitting there at the computer because I couldn't leave. Because I wanted to watch it instead of listening to it. I had it on my work computer. So I was just like, I kept like, okay, I'm going to leave. Nope. I got to stay. Because it was so much fun to sit there and watch it. And I couldn't walk away from it because it was just amazing to watch, you know, just to sit there and watch that game burn. It's exciting. I'm glad. I can't wait to see what happens now. And like you said, with Yastrzemski, I being a Padres fan, I've seen him the last few years playing for the Giants. And I'm so glad the Royals got him. I was so happy when I saw that trade come down. I was just like, oh, all right. I'm so happy that he's playing for the Royals now.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Kathy. Thank you very much for the phone call. Yastrzemski tonight, he goes 1-for-3 with that two-run home run. The other new faces, Randall Grichuk picks up another knock. Grichuk has played in 5 games since joining the Royals. He has 4 hits in 5 games, and he scored 3 runs. And then how about Adam Frazier? 1-for-4 tonight with a 2-run home run in the 9th inning. Adam Frazier has reached base safely in 8 of the 9 games he started. 8 of the 9 games he's played in since coming back to Kansas City. And I can't believe you actually just wrote this text, Katie, in North Carolina. KD writes in, Vern, is it just me, or does 2025 Adam Frazier remind you of Matthew McConaughey's all right, character in Dazed and Confused? KD, that's one of those opinions I had that I've just kept to myself because I thought it would make me look thirsty for Adam Frazier. But I'm thinking the exact same thing. I'm in the dugout on this previous homestand, and I look to Ryan Lefevre, and I say, Is it just me, or is Adam Frazier an example for young big leaguers of enjoy it, live it up? I mean, the guys come into the dish to Pony by Genuine. He's rocking the mustache. He's got the show hair. He's got some fluorescent socks on. He's got the cleat game right. Yeah, Adam Frazier is being a big leaguer the way that I would like to think. Well, I don't have talent or hair or good looks, but man, if I did, I think I would try to play it the exact same way that Adam Frazier does. No, I'm with you, Katie. I was thinking the exact same thing. He does have a real McConaughey feel to him. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Katie and I are thirsty for Adam Frazier. Who knows? 913-586-7965. Well, speaking of Mike Yastrzemski, following his first at-bat as a Royal and first home run as a Royal, he spoke with the media, including Annie Rogers of MLB.com. This audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
So it was nice to put a couple good swings on the ball and have a little bit of impact here. So, great overall at-bats by everybody. Pro approach. It was fun to be a part of.
What's the impact? I mean, not only you flip the score with that homer, but just the momentum that you guys were able to grab from that. Did you feel like that kind of swung things in your favor?
Yeah, you know, I think it starts from Mikey stealing that base, getting on and getting over to second and giving us a better opportunity, you know, taking advantage of the little things and doing them right. That way the rest of us can kind of take it a little easier and, you know, not have as much pressure to try and drive somebody in from first or, you know, string too many hits together. So it was nice to kind of flip it around right quick there and just keep cruising.
And you mentioned the other at-bats you were able to take. I mean, results-wise, the homer is great, but did you feel overall swing is pretty good tonight?
Yeah, felt good. Felt like I was seeing the ball well, which is obviously the most important thing. So to have that feel off of, you know, a crazy 24 hours is a good place to be, and just try and take it into tomorrow.
When we talked to you pregame, you were just kind of settling in, figuring it all out. Now that you've gotten a full day, gone through a game, gotten a win with these guys, what's your impression overall, and how excited are you to keep going forward?
It's fun. You know, it's a great group of guys, seems to be so far. You know, it seems like everybody cares here and everyone embraces having different roles, and, you know, it's going to take everybody pulling on the same rope to get the job done. And I think we did a really good job of that tonight, and hopefully we can kind of stay right there and get in a nice little pocket and just keep playing our game.
There you go. That's Mike Yastrzemski, one of four Royals to go deep tonight. Yastrzemski, one of two to do it off of Blue Jays starter Kevin Gausman. The other, Bobby Witt Jr.'s three-run blast in the third. The other two home runs came in the ninth inning off of the Fluharty kid, the lefty that came out of the Toronto bullpen. I never heard of him. And I hope we get to see him again because he was serving them up tonight. Salvi, his team-leading 19th home run, 107 miles per hour off of the bat. It's good for career home run number 292 for Sal. He's now just 25 away from matching George Brett's franchise record, and he's less than 20 away from another Hall of Famer, Pud Rodriguez, and seventh on baseball's all-time home run leaderboard for a catcher. And then the fourth and final home run, the aforementioned Adam Frazier, his two-run ninth-inning blast. Add it all up, 9-3 Royals win. They hand the ball to Noah Cameron coming up Saturday afternoon, a 2:07 first pitch. Noah Cameron living out a childhood dream, I have to imagine, as he squares off with future Hall of Famer Max Scherzer. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 1 o'clock. Your chance to win Royals tickets right around 1:15. So be listening tomorrow to 96.5 The Fan as the Royals look to take the series from the first place Blue Jays. Let's go to Reggie in Atchison. Reggie, you're on 96.5 The Fan. I appreciate you hanging on, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Vern. I'd like to echo some of the earlier callers because I can only listen on the radio, and I appreciate the broadcast team and their whole crew. But I wanted to say that I grew up being a Carl Yastrzemski fan, and I cannot wait until the first home game that I can go to and I can say, "Go Yaz!" Thank you, Vern.
Yeah, that would be neat. If you grew up in Kansas City, you really, I mean, unless you changed your allegiance to the Boston Red Sox, no, you didn't have that opportunity. Right? When Yaz is winning the Triple Crown in 1967, no, you were begging for a baseball team, right? Waiting for the Royals to return or waiting for Kansas City to get a baseball team back. Yeah, take a dive into Carl Yastrzemski's baseball reference page. You know, just your ordinary 18-time All-Star, 23 years in the big leagues, more than 450 home runs, almost 3,500 knocks. My word. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. I mentioned Bobby's three-run home run. That puts him just two big flies away from career home run number 100. Let's go to Nick in Lawrence. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Good evening. First off, Mustache Frazier is a little bit of a different dude than Adam Frazier was last year. I'm a big fan of what he's done for us since we got him back. You know, I appreciate the interview you had with John Sherman. I thought that was really good, and it sounds like, you know, we probably have at least another year of Salvador Perez. Really excited to see what Brian Sweeney can do with Burger, that plus fastball, and I just fully trust in Sweeney with the pitching staff. Love the depth of the lineup. Just looks like a really complete lineup with the new additions. Really looks like a team that could actually do some damage going down the stretch here. And the last thing is, we still haven't seen Bobby go full scorched earth yet this year, and if that happens, his team's walking into the playoffs. I'll take it off air.
Great point. Yeah, that's a terrific phone call, Nick. I need to hear from you more often. No doubt. Yeah, Bobby, I don't even need to say this. You guys remember last July, right? Bobby's good enough that he can carry a team for a week. He can carry an offense for a month. That's a terrific point. Hey, we heard from Mike Yastrzemski earlier. Yastrzemski was supposed to be the on-field post-game interview with Joel Goldberg on television, but he got sidetracked. You know, he doesn't know where to go. I'm new to this team. Where's the who's the PR guy? I'm not sure. Is this the PR guy? Is this the coach? I'm not. So Bobby Witt Jr., of all people, Bobby Witt Jr. filled in on the field after the game, receiving the Joel Goldberg treatment. Bobby tonight with a pair of walks, steals his 29th base of the season. That's top five in the sport. And he blasts home run number 16, 417 feet over the left field wall. Made a one-run game, a four-run game, and the Royals would obviously never look back. They go on to win by six after the game. Here's Bobby Witt Jr. on the field with Joel Goldberg on FanDuel Sports Network.
All right, well, Bobby Witt Jr. looks like looks like you always do. This offense and the influx of new players, how does the chemistry, the makeup of this team feel right now after the last 24 hours?
Yeah, it's special. It's a special clubhouse in there, and what Yaz did, just showing up and hitting a homer. I think he was supposed to be the one talking right now, but I don't know where he went. But shout out to him, just coming off a plane to doing that, just to put together a professional at bat, and then all the guys in there were just rooting for each other, and we're just trying to win games.
He steps in right. That has to energize everybody. First off, Kevin Gausman's a really good pitcher, and you've seen him before, and that splitter can be difficult. What kind of energy did that give you to see Yaz do what he did?
Yeah, just it makes other guys behind him and the rest of the lineup just give you confidence in knowing that he's doing that. So we got to do our part to keep adding more. And, you know, Waka was going to go out there and be Waka, and so we just had to put some runs on the board and enjoy it.
Waka's Ben Waka. This is his fourth straight start giving up one run. It's also his longest start as a Royal. You've seen that from the other side as well. What was it like watching that eight innings of dominance?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome to play defense behind him. He should have threw a couple less pitches, but then other than that, it was great just because he made a little bad throw in that eighth inning. But yeah, it was great performance. Great to see what he did, and it's amazing.
No one will remember the throw. We will remember the pinch hit. This has to be your first pinch hit ever, so thanks for jumping in for Yaz, and we'll see you back tomorrow.
Yes, thank you.
Of course, Bobby, you won the game. You hit a three-run home run. How do you become Bobby Witt Jr.? Well, I guess, you know, what I was going to say is, how do you become that great? Well, I maybe that's how, because you focus on the one instance in which you weren't great? I guess. You know what? I can't understand. That's why he's one of the best baseball players on the planet. I can't try to pretend to understand. I say all of it because it's such a game of failure. If you focus on the failure, you're always going to have something to... There's always going to be negativity you could stress about, fixate on. But I guess when you're that supremely talented, when you're that driven, when you have a work ethic as unique as Bobby's, you can focus on the negative because there's just so much positive. Again, if you missed the interview I did with Royals owner and CEO John Sherman, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search All Things Vern. All the post-game shows and the interview with John Sherman can be found on the podcast All Things Vern. All right, if you're on hold, stay right there. We got to take a final quick timeout. Royals win 9-3. They're back to 500, and we're back to your thoughts after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Perez rips it high in the air down the left field line, hooking toward the corner and gone! Just over the fence in the left field corner, a solo shot for Salvi. And it's now 6-1 in the top of the ninth inning.
107 miles per hour off of the bat of the captain made it 6-1. Three batters later, Adam Frazier would take one 381 feet over the right field wall, his first homer since rejoining the Royals. That made it 8-1, good guys. And then with the bases loaded and two outs, Michael Garcia ahead in the count 2-1. He gets a slider down and away. But you know that classic Garcia swing looks just like his cousin Ronald Acuna's swing. They just keep that bat in the zone for so long. He's able to guide that pitch down and away into left field, driving in Kyle Isbell to make it 9-1 good guys. Two runs come in for the Blue Jays in the bottom of the ninth inning as they score on Thomas Hatch, but who cares? Royals win 9-3. Thomas Hatch is likely to be DFA'd in the next few hours. I don't know why I mentioned that, but Royals are likely to activate one of their, if not both of their new arms tomorrow. And I would imagine Thomas Hatch is going to get the pink slip. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. With the win in Game 1 in Toronto, the Royals' record is back to an even 500. They sit three games back of that final wildcard spot. We'll see how this Rangers-Mariners game plays out. Right now, Rangers on top 3-1 in the fourth inning. Let's go to Jamie in Kansas City. Jamie, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, my man, how are you, brother?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, I mean, I just want to say, like, for me, as probably a lot of fans were, disappointed and kind of almost didn't know the direction we were headed, what we were trying to do at the deadline. I think everyone was, as well as the clubhouse was. They didn't want to see guys go. But I want to give credit where credit is due. And the front office did a remarkable job with what they went and got and what they gave up. Obviously, it sucks to see Freddie go. I mean, you've said your words about him. A consummate pro, did so much for our organization. Awesome. But the return we got and the sneaky good moves that we did without giving up a ton within the organization. And I think just the guys that we brought, and nothing against who we had prior in this, but it's a big league lineup. It's an extended lineup. Now, it's not home run driven. We're going to have 8-9 hitters hitting home runs on daily basis. But it's extended lineup that will give you big league at bats. And I don't care if you're the number one guy, if you're the setup guy, you're the closer. You know this lineup is different than it looked 2 months ago, and you have to be prepared. These guys will take pitches. They're big leaguers. They're big leaguers, and they filled roles that I didn't think they could pull off. And look throughout baseball, you see everyone getting grades. Oh, the Padres got this. The Yankees did this. No one has talked about the low key, which I love. Moves that we made, but I don't think if you're a baseball guy, you could look at what we did and not say that's a B plus A for the organization and the resources we had, what we turned it into. And I think if they continue on, and I think if you're the guys already in the clubhouse, if you get this injection of big leaguers who are true big leaguers that have played on big stages and have done big things on big stages, it's an injection that everyone's stoked again. Everyone's hyped again. It's awesome. And it's an energy, and it's a different feel. I don't know how the season will end, but front office, remarkable job. Hats off to everyone there and what they did. Hats off. And I think for me personally, sitting where we are, it's probably one of the most exciting teams right now of where it could go. Now, will it? No one knows. And you know, it might be stacked up against us for however, but it's exciting what we've done. It's exciting to see where we go. And I know it's one of those things. If there's a chance that we get, you know, a Reagan's back, you know, down the road here, it's a team to be reckoned with and nobody you want to play. And once again, if you're pitching, you're in that pitching room, it's a big league lineup that you have to deal with. So it's exciting, man. Keep doing you, Vern. Love you, brother, and appreciate you, man.
Yeah, great phone call, Jamie. I appreciate it. All 9 starters tonight collected a hit. Only 2 multi-hit performances. Kyle Isbell, who's batting .294 since the All-Star break, he scored 8 runs in his 11 starts since the Midsummer Classic. And then Michael Garcia with his team-leading 36th multi-hit game of the season. Michael is batting .333 since the All-Star game. Let's go to Clinton in Kansas City. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Rick. So I have just 2 things that I wanted to say. So today, watching the game on broadcast television was so nostalgic for me because I'm a bit of a cheap bastard and I don't have any streaming services. So my Royals intake is highlights and it's, you know, radio and just trying to, you know, stay on top of the team that way. So for me, it reminded me of like growing up with my grandparents in their living room watching the game on broadcast. It was so, so refreshing. And the other thing I just wanted to say was just want to thank the organization and specifically the front office for keeping Salvi, because, you know, there's a lot of people in sports personalities thought we should have traded him, you know, many years ago to get something back for him. But his, you know, there's that part that you can't account for that, you know, that his leadership, taking the pressure off, those things that really add to the team. And also I want to thank the organization for being active at the deadline, because,
You know, imagine being a player for the Twins or the Guardians and know that your team isn't going for it. And these are some of the most competitive people in the world. And to take that away would be deflating. So, you know, as fans, I just want to commend them for, you know, give us a team that we got. We have some excitement coming on for the end of the season.
Yeah, good stuff, Clinton. They deserve it. Front office, ownership. Again, if you missed my interview with John Sherman, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search All Things Vern. I asked John Sherman because Salvi could be a free agent in 2 months from now. I asked him, you know, how does that hit the ears? The captain possibly being up for grabs, available to all 30 major league teams. John Sherman did not sound interested in the idea of letting Salvi get away from Kansas City. If you want to hear his whole answer, go download the interview. Go subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast on the Odyssey app. Salvi behind the dish today, 1-for-5 with that ninth inning home run. Salvi batting .330 since the start of July with 22 RBIs in the 25 games he played. Now, again, the story of today's game, for as much as I want it to be the offense, for as much as maybe we believe it to be the offense and the influx of veterans like Yastrzemski and Grichuk and Frazier, who today combined to go 3-for-11 with 4 RBI and 3 runs scored, for as much as I want that to be the story, you know what the story is. It's Michael Wacha, today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. 8 innings of 1-run baseball after the game. He spoke to the media. He spoke to Annie Rogers of MLB.com. I assume she's the only media in Toronto. Wacha tonight, again, 2 up, 2 down. And then Vladimir Guerrero Jr. steps to the dish in the first inning. Wacha throws him a 1-1 sinker. But the sinker starts in the middle of the plate and then drifts down and in to the right-handed hitting Vladdy Jr., and he annihilates it. 428 feet to the second deck, 114 miles per hour off of the bat. Very next batter, Bo Bichette, laces one to deep center field for a two-out double, and you're thinking, oh boy, Wacha might not have it. Yeah, and then Wacha retires the next 8 batters that he faces. Bo Bichette would single with 1 out in the 4th inning, and then Michael Wacha would retire the next 12 that he faced. Bobby Witt Jr. was unable to make a throw in the 8th inning, so a base runner reaches via error. But as Phil and Shawnee pointed out earlier, there was no concern, no panic from Michael Wacha. He just pounds the strike zone, gets the next 2 batters, and finishes off 8 innings of work for the first time in his Royals career. 100 pitches even for the 34-year-old right-hander who picks up the win. He's now 5-9 on the season. Let's hear from the winning pitcher, Michael Wacha, audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
I mean, those bullpen guys have been picking us up in a big time. Whether it's short outings or bullpen days, they've been getting worked a lot. So yeah, definitely had that on my mind coming into it, wanting to get deep and get ahead in counts and, you know, try to force some early contact. This team has some guys that are aggressive, and so was able to execute early on and get some weak contact and, or, you know, hit it right at somebody, some atom balls, and you know, was able to go deep into the game.
And hitting, you can, you know, turn aggressiveness into a good thing, but it sounds like you also turned it into an advantage for yourself, too, with just the efficiency.
Right. No, for sure. Like I said, defense was playing well behind me. They were making plays, tracking them down. Sal was calling a great game back there. Got in a nice little rhythm there. And, you know, yeah, was able to, you know, stick to our game plan and, you know, was able to get deep into it.
How much did the changeup come into play today and just the way that you're able to manipulate it a little bit with, you know, Q was talking about speed differential and depth, a little bit of both?
Yeah, no, it was, I thought it was performing really well. You know, was able to throw it for strikes whenever I needed to, expand on it with some of those guys as well. Just didn't really overuse it, I didn't think. You know, was able to mix it in there. It seemed like the right time and, you know, kind of kept him off balance with it.
You thinking about a complete game when you go on?
Oh, there you go. All right, so we're not going to get that answer. We thank Andy Rogers for the questions and FanDuel Sports Network for the audio. Michael Wacha is all that is a professional big leaguer. Made his team-leading 22nd start tonight. He averages more than 5 2/3 innings per start. And tonight lowers his season-long ERA to 3.38. Very impressive stuff from tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Michael Wacha. Hey, we'll get to the text line coming up in just a moment. Text line's always open for you. But so is the phone line, the Peterson & Associates phone line. The numbers are the same, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's go to our buddy Dan and KCK. Dan, you're on the postgame show as the Royals are back at 500. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Missed you the last Monday and Tuesday. We ran out of time, but that's okay, you know. Yeah, it was a great night. Yeah, Walker looked real good after the home run. But girl, he was like a surgeon mowing down the chase and bought the big field on a home run. And how about Mike Yastrzemski? I didn't even know we had him. I've been so busy at Hen House. I didn't know that we got him. It was a great pickup by him from the Giants with a two-run home run. That's the way to start. And let's take care of business tomorrow with Cameron. Take care, Josh.
Thank you very much, Dan. Spike in St. Joe's on the text line says the boys are on a streak, Vern. Yeah, they are. Three straight wins, 8 of the last 11. Spike says, let's keep it rolling back above 500 and now looking to get into the postseason. I think we could be dangerous. And the other teams are saying to themselves, I hope we don't have to play the Royals. Yeah, it's exactly what Jamie in Kansas City was just talking about. No one wants to see Bobby in the postseason. And with a healthy Hunter Harvey, I mean, you have a rotation that's good enough to carry you, right? Lugo, Wacha, Cameron, these are guys. Well, Lugo and Wacha are guys that you would give a third time through. Lugo, certainly, come the postseason. Wacha, who knows? Cameron, probably not. But even if you're not willing to give your rotation, your starting pitchers the third time through come the postseason, knowing that you have the lefty specialist in Zerpa, the righty specialist in Schreiber, to go along with Harvey, Urseg, and Estevez, and if they're going to play quality defense like we've seen for the past week, and run the bases as well as we've seen since the All-Star break, and hit with runners in scoring position the way they have since the All-Star break, of course, no one wants to see this team. Now, I was just chastising someone a few days ago that was trying to compare this team to the 2014 Royals. And I said, kindly, stop. This team has nothing in common with the 2014 team. Well, like many things, maybe I spoke too soon. Royals are an even 500 with 52 to play. Maybe I spoke too soon. Text line is open for you, 913-586-7965. Will in the 660, nice enough to dial us up. Will writes, Vern, it's a slog. And it comes back around in cycles. Sometimes it's low, but it's always going to come back around. I never lost faith in this team. Now, I got pissed. I got plenty pissed off. But I knew we had not seen the best of our offense. Go Royals, signed Will in the 660. Yeah, no doubt, Will. I know that, man. You never bailed on this team. You always believe that the offense will turn it around. God bless you. Way to go. Back to the phones we go, and Colin in the Northland. You're on the Peterson & Associates phone line. Go ahead, Colin.
Hey, Vern, how we doing?
Very well. How are you?
I'm great, man, especially after this win. I remember one of the last times we spoke, I said, you know, we got to stay 500 on the road and win the series at home. And since the All-Star break, if it wasn't for that one swing by Stowers down in Miami, we'd have only one series loss after the All-Star break, and as small as the sample size that is right now, I think it gives should give us something to watch for the rest of the year. Super excited with the great job the front office did to shore up our disconjointed offense to get, you know, the bottom of that lineup back up to speed. I see bright things in the future, and don't feel too bad about the funeral mix-up, as weddings are just funerals with cake. But let's go Royals. Take care, Vern.
I can't tell you how many people have said something similar on the text line. Got a lot of Al Bundys on the text line. Hey, man. I'm only almost 6 years married. Or is it seven? No, it's six. 6 years married. And I'm still loving it, so I'm not going to talk trash. And my mother-in-law could be listening. Victor in Raytown writes in, Vern, the Royals' record in offense seems as if they're pretty good in stadiums with retractable roofs or enclosed stadiums. Maybe John Sherman should consider a retractable roof stadium in downtown Kansas City. Yeah, you know, I'm not sure the Royals' record as far as enclosed stadiums or retractable roofs. Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. Really not a fan. Yeah, I mean, I can go either way. Now, what I would say is the Royals have just been better on the road as an offense. And Royals have played 56 games at home this season and have 32 home runs. They have twice as many home runs on the road, and they've played two fewer games. 64 road home runs, 32 at home. I don't think it has to do with does it have a roof or not. I think it has to do with an offense that was anemic for the first 3 months of the season. But when they would get nice, it would be on the road. And sure, I remember the 11-run outburst at American Family Fields in Milwaukee. That's a retractable roof. Of course, Toronto, Miami, retractable roofs. But they put up runs against the Cubs, right? And that was Wrigley. Their season-high 12 runs were at Wrigley. Ain't no roof on Wrigley. Put up 11 runs at Camden. Ain't no roof there. Busch Stadium, no roof. They put up double-digit runs there. Yeah, so they've scored double-digit runs five times this season. Once at Kauffman. Once in a building that has a retractable roof. And then three times on the road in natural roofless ballparks. Victor, I appreciate you listening. Text line's always there for you. 913-586-7965. Gabe from Independence writes in, Vern, I was going to say, you know, how does the offense fare tomorrow? Because it seems like every time they win big, the next day the offense is silent. But I can't say that now with the addition of Yastrzemski and Frazier and Randall Grichuk. These guys bring something new to the offense, I'm believing. Signed, Gabe in Independence. Yeah, Gabe, I mentioned this back on Wednesday in the 10-inning, 1-0 win against the Atlanta Braves. When that game was scoreless in the fourth inning, I believed that the Royals were going to win. I don't bring this up to say, hey, I'm a big Royals fan, I'm a homer. No. Because in May, late May and throughout the month of June and for most of July, if the game's scoreless in the fourth inning, I'm convinced the Royals are going to lose because I don't think they're going to score. A scoreless game in the fourth inning, I've seen it before. I've seen it so many times this season. Great pitching by the Royals, but a lifeless, impotent offense, and that's ultimately going to cost them the game. Or they'll boot one defensively or make a base-running blunder. Scoreless in the fourth, they're going to lose. But I found myself Wednesday against the Braves saying they'll find a way, which is how I felt throughout 2024. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. Like I said to start the show, I'm impressed, I'm proud, and inspired by this team. That might sound corny, but it's factual. It's how I feel. Tonight, I'm impressed by the pitching, proud of the hitters, and inspired by the organization. 913-586-7965. Matt in Arizona with some kind words about the interview with John Sherman. He encourages everyone to go download the Odyssey app and subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast. Matt, thank you very much for writing that in. Let's go to Vicky in Kansas City. Vicky, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I depended on radio all my life for baseball. And baseball on the radio is what I can do because I'm visually impaired. And I have to thank Denny Matthews for the thing that he shared the other night that I wasn't able to get in to your show because he gave the stories. And I would like to introduce a thing that if everyone could get together with Denny and Jake and pay to see him to have him tell the stories because we appreciate the announcer so much. I appreciate, I go way back to the wonderful guys that was even broadcasting with Denny, and now he's gone, and I forget his name. But because of the radio and the announcers, I am able to see, I'm able to hear, not see so good, the announcing on the radio because it's all I have, you know. And I'm just so blessed with Denny. I can't tell you how blessed I was the other night when he gave that talk about when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame and Jake brought it up to him. Yeah. I would love to hear stories like that. Is there any way that we can have a meeting with him?
Well, I can tell you this, Vicky, I appreciate the phone call. Here's what I could tell you is I know it was about 10 years ago they came out with an album of Denny's greatest calls. As a matter of fact, I have one of the CDs out of my booth at Kauffman Stadium. Sounds of the Game. Google that, and you'll get all the Denny Matthews stories. Him calling Brett Saberhagen's no-hitter. Oh, I've listened to it all a few times. You'll love it. Vicky, always nice hearing from you. And good news, Noah Cameron's on the hill tomorrow. You know, you're feeling good about this win. But it's still a formidable opponent, right? The Toronto Blue Jays, first-place team in the American League East. No sure thing that you walk away with the series victory. But you feel pretty good with Noah Cameron on the hill tomorrow, Seth Lugo on the hill coming up on Sunday. Now, facing Cameron tomorrow is future Hall of Famer Max Scherzer. Now, it's not the same Max Scherzer that's been carving up the Royals for a decade and a half. It's a 41-year-old Max Scherzer. But it's still in there. Just like we know, it's still in there for Salvi, and it's going to stay in there for the captain for years. Might not show up on a daily basis, but every once in a while, that greatness will present itself. So let's add the proper amount of reverence for Max Scherzer and the proper amount of support for Noah Cameron. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Saturday, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for the On Deck Show. JT Noah, great job back at the studio. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.